Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 82.
Thanks for being with me today, and we're once again attacking that thing called fear. And you can attack that thing? I mean, it's an unknown entity. Well, the book of Ephesians chapter 6 tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And flesh and blood might be the delivery boy that's bringing that trepidation, that fear, that depression, that anxiety. But it's motivated by a spirit. And so we don't have to be possessed by a spirit of fear, but we can have that spirit of Christ inside of us, which means anointed one and his anointing. And the anointing that Jesus has on him can destroy, break, tear apart, disintegrate every single trick that the enemy has up his sleeve. Every single one. And we started last time talking about Romans chapter 8 and also verse 29 that says that we need to be conformed to the image of his son, not the image of the world. And the world can dress up. Oh, they're pretty for a little bit of time. When the lights go out, oh, what they've got is ugly sometimes on the inside. And it's not of God whatsoever. But then in verse 31, and then dropping down to verse 35, the apostle said this: what shall we then say? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, then who or what can be against us? I know a lot of people are, you know, you just say the word COVID-19, and all of a sudden the antennas go up. They get wide-eyed, and they say, well, what have you heard now? And what's the latest? And do they have any kind of medication? Do they have any medicine they've invented that or put together to come against that dread disease? And what's the governor said lately? And what's the mayor said lately? And do we need masks? And can we go here? Can we do that? And do I just need to stay by myself? I tell you what, I mean, it's just a little lab person in a laboratory, and you're running around and around and around and around until you are absolutely exhausted by what's going on in our world today. And we need to renew our strength with the strength of Almighty God and not let ourselves be that lab creature that just runs to a tired out chasing the things of this world. The Bible tells us, if God be for us, who or what, including the virus, can be against us? Now listen to this. Who shall separate me, it says us, from the love of Christ, the anointed one? What's been separating you from Christ? What has been separating you from the house of God? You know, pastors that are watching this right now, and pastors in general, of course, they're worried. And it is kind of legitimate, because when everybody can come back to the house of God, the question is, will they? That's a good question. Because they can do what you're doing right now, sitting, listening, wear anything you want to, in any kind of setting you want to. You could be having popcorn and a Coke right now, or a sandwich, or eating pizza. I mean, and nobody cares. But you're sitting there, as far as you're concerned, taking in the service. But when all of this goes, and it'll go in Jesus' name, when all of this goes, are you going to come back to the house of God? And the Bible says this: forsake not. Key word. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Because there is energy, there is strength, there is power, there is praise, there are prayers. There are all kinds of things that are unique to the united body of Christ. And even as human beings, we need to see each other. We need to smile. And then when we can, don't get me wrong, when you can, we need that handshake or we need that hug. And then, I've been praying for you. How you been? How are things going? What's happening? And share life with one another. That day is going to happen. But until that comes, we got to keep on walking. If God be for us, then who or what can be against us? Then he runs through a whole lot of things. He said, what's going to separate us from the love of Christ? Yeah. Tribulation. Distress. I think we're there. Persecution. Famine. Nakedness. Peril. Or sword. As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But then he said, no, in all of these things. And if you're by yourself or not, say it with me. In all of these things, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And so we're not relying on the arm of flesh, not at all. We're going to the throne. We're going to the throne room. We're making our petitions. He's hearing us when we pray. And then God is hearing and answering prayer. And we cushion it with praise all the time. Front, center, left, right, up, down. With the praises of God on our lips. Because he is a good God. He is a marvelous, great, indescribable Heavenly Father that cares for his children, which is you. If you are born again by the Spirit of God, that is you. So what can separate us, pull us apart from our Heavenly Father? Nothing. He's with us. And whatever you're going through, make sure that you make your way all the way through it in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for being with me.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.